I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC.
We really never could quite put our finger on who this person was. He has a poker face, hardly ever expressed any emotions on his face, although, of course, that's all in his music.
Peter Rosen is the director of the film God's Fiddler.
He was just as emotional as everybody else because his playing was so passionate, and I'm just astounded that people don't realize it. They thought that he was cold, and it was fire. Absolute fire.
The film includes interviews with colleagues and students of Yasha Heifetz and shows a side of him rarely seen by the public, thanks to the great violinist being a home movie enthusiast. Filmmaker Peter Rosen.
The problem with doing a film on Heifetz is he was apparently a fully formed musician, playing probably better than anyone else in the world by the time he was 10 or 12 years old.
But there was a moment early in his career when the Wunderkind was taken to task by a critic for not trying hard enough.
In all of his childhood, from playing in public for huge audiences from the time he was 6 or 7 years old until 17, he had never received a bad review, as we say in the film. And so we saw that as a turning point that really affected him.
He cut his long hair, began wearing tailored suits, became disciplined in his practicing and playing. During his career, Heifetz traveled incognito, using the alias of Jim Hoyle, with the same J.H. initials already on his luggage. And under the name of Jim Hoyle, he wrote a pop song recorded by Bing Crosby.
When you make love to me, don't make believe.
And when you're the greatest at something in a spotlight like that for your whole life, obviously there are big sacrifices you make to stay there. And that doesn't create a happy life, and maybe the happy life for Heifetz was when he was Jim Hoyle and not Yasha Heifetz.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.